heaven. And everybody raised their hand. And he said, take off. And everybody stayed. He said, I thought you said you wanted to go to heaven. What are you doing here? Well, we want to go, but he's the way. And until the way comes, we can't get there. Because he is the way. No matter how much you want to go to heaven, you can't get to heaven by yourself. Because Jesus is the way. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. He's not only the truth, but he's the way. He's not only the path, but he's the conveyance. He's the only way that you're going to get there. He is the vehicle that's going to take us from earth to heaven. And there's not anybody else, and there is no other way. Amen. To know him as the way is an exciting thing. God came to a man one time. He was living in an adulterous land. There was everywhere around them. There were gods and there were idols and there were houses of worship and there were temples to false gods. And in the middle of all of that, God appeared to a man by the name of Abram. And he said, I want you to get out of all of this. Amen. He said, I want you to go to a land that I will show you. In other words, he said, I'm the way. Hallelujah. Amen. And so Abram left the land of his forefathers. The Bible said, not knowing where he went. He did not know the way. But every day, God led him in the way. Until finally, he found himself in a place called Canaan. And the Lord said to Abram, he said, everywhere that your foot sets, I will give this land to you. And so as he walked the breadth of the land and the width of the land, God said, I'm going to give you this as a possession. So God promised Abraham a land, and he promised him a people, and he promised him a Savior. Amen. And God said, I am the way. How are you going to do all that, God? Well, I'm the way. You don't have to worry. He said, I'm the way. So God tells you to do something, and you don't have to worry about how it's going to happen because he's the way. If he says go somewhere, you don't have to worry about getting there because he's the way. Remember a precious old missionary? He had a young man go with him and said, I want you to drive me down to South Florida. He said, I got to go down there and preach. Amen. And so they took off in the car and it started cutting out and spitting and sputtering. And he said, hey, he said, missionary, what are we going to do? He said, you keep going. He said, what if something happens? He said, God told me to go and it's his business to get me there. Amen. They spitted and sputtered right up to the church door. Amen. He went in and preached. He came out of the church. They got back in the car and they spit and sputtered back home. They pulled in the driveway and it was the last time that vehicle ever started. Amen. But it just simply said, he's the way. He told me to go. It's his job to get me there. Amen. And God, the Bible said, makes a way where there seemeth to be no way. When God said there's going to be a way, he'll make one. Hallelujah. Amen. God spoke to another man by the name of Moses. If anybody had come to the end of the way or felt like they had, it was Moses. Moses had a brilliant career going. He grew up in the house of Pharaoh. He grew up in the courts of Pharaoh. He grew up eating the best food, wearing the best clothes, riding the best horses and in the best chariots. He went to the best schools. He had the best of everything. Amen. But he couldn't get something out of his mind. In the back of his mind, his mother had told him when she was nursing him as a little boy, she kept saying to him, Moses, when you come of age, Don't you forget that you're a Hebrew. You're a Jewish man. You're not an Egyptian, but you're an Israelite. And don't you ever forget that. And whether he tried or not, I don't know. But somehow, he could never forget, I am an Israelite. And when he saw an Egyptian beating an Israelite, something snapped on the inside of him. And the Bible says he went forth and he killed the Egyptian and he took him out and he buried him in hopes that nobody would ever know. Well, that wasn't God's plan. Amen. You may feel like helping God out sometimes, but that's not God's plan. You may feel like some people need to, shorten the journey for them, but that's not God's plan. And so he got himself in trouble. You see, we can alter the plan of God sometimes. God may be able not to do the way he wanted to do something because of something that we do. Shake your head like this. That's right, Brother Grissom. We can't stop God's plan. He will accomplish what he set out to do. But we can alter God's plan. I don't believe that all of this originally was God's plan. But because of Moses' murder, God said, well, I got to alter the plan. So God put him in prison. He put him in the desert for 40 years. Kind of the same thing, wasn't it? He said, Moses, let me get you out there where you can't hurt anybody. And so he took him to the backside of a desert in Midian, and he left him there for 40 years. What a long time, isn't it? 40. You know, by the time God appeared to him again, started talking to him, Moses is 80 years old. And he's washed up, right? Now, he's beyond retirement. Praise the Lord. I mean, he's an old guy. It's all over. Moses, I mean, his prime is past. And all of a sudden, he's walking along and he sees this bush that's burning. And all of a sudden, it starts talking. And God says, hey, take off your shoes, Moses. He could watch him getting ready to run. He said, get your running gear off there, buddy. This time I want you to stand still and listen. And then God began to speak to him out of a burning bush. He gave him a call and a great mission when he was 80 years old. Amen. Let me tell you, elders, it ain't over yet. Amen. You're not too old. Amen. God's still got something for you to do. That's why you're here. Amen. Praise the Lord. Is that all right? Amen. I remember Brother J.T. Pugh preaching when he was 80 years old. And it was at the Because of the Times. And he said, I have heard it said all of my life that you cannot teach an old dog new tricks. He said, but this old dog is dying to learn. Amen. A whole lot of it is attitude. It's a spirit. Amen. And God had to convince Moses. He said, it ain't over, Moses. The greatest days of Moses' life was after he was 80 years old. How can that be, Brother Grissom? Because he's the way. The Bible said his strength was not abated. That means he had just as much bounce to the ounce as he did when he was young. That means he still had a lot of zip and a lot of drive and a lot of energy. Amen. He was not shriveled and dried up and he hadn't lost anything. As a matter of fact, God renewed him. Do you believe God could do that for somebody here tonight? Hallelujah. God can renew your strength. Amen. I've come to church a few times and I felt like a wet noodle. I mean, I just didn't have any strength. I didn't know if I could hardly even stand. Amen. But God has a way of putting some steel in your backbone. He'll put some snap in your eyes. He'll put some fire in your belly. Amen. He'll give you a mission. He'll give you a purpose. He'll give you strength. He'll renew you all over again. Amen. And so God is the way. And so he began to talk. Now, Lord, how are we going to do this? How are we going to deliver Israel out of Egypt? He said, that's my job. I'm the way. That's my job. You see, sometimes when we work for God, we get our part confused with His part. You don't have to save anybody. You just call the witness. You can't fill anybody with the Holy Ghost. That's God's job. But you tell them about the Holy Ghost, and you tell them about God, and you tell them about salvation, and God does the rest. Because He is the way. Amen. Did He make a way? Hallelujah. Yes, He did. God made Egypt so sick of the Israelites. They said, get out of our sight. Amen. Here, take the gold, take the silver, take the brass, take anything you want, but just go. Hallelujah. Can you imagine that? Israel had been working for Egyptians for 430 years without a payday. And God said, it's payday. And they got 430 years wages all at once. And when they left Egypt, you wouldn't want to live there. The crops had been destroyed. Amen. The flocks had been decimated except for those of Israel. It was an ugly place to be. It smelled like stinking frogs and dead lice. Amen. And dead flies. Woo! Not a pretty place. Amen. God said, I'm the way. I'm going to get you out of here. So it was time. He made a way. He made a Passover. He brought them out when they come to the Red Sea, and everybody was getting all nervous. Pharaoh's chariots were coming behind. He said, don't be nervous. Don't be afraid. I'm the way. Hallelujah. Well, Lord, we sure don't see one. He said, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Hallelujah. And the Bible says, when Moses stretched out, or Aaron stretched out his rod, that the waters began to part and the wind began to blow. Hallelujah. And God dried up the ground. And they walked across between two walls of water. And God said, I'm the way. Amen. So don't get discouraged today because you don't see any way out of your situation. He is the way. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm saying to you tonight, nothing is impossible with the Lord. Amen. I believe what these young people were singing tonight. Amen. Nothing is impossible with the Lord. He will make a way. Hallelujah. Well, what do? When you got a couple of million people out in the middle of a desert, and there's not any water department, and there's not any electrical department, and there's not any grocery stores, and buckle your seatbelt, there wasn't even a Walmart. How did we survive before Walmart? I don't know, but I bet you had more money. Amen. At least in your pocket, Sam's got it now. Well, Sam's family. Amen. And so here they are out in the wilderness, and there's not any way to get food, and there's not any way to get water. I mean, it looks like that would be a bad situation. But he said, "I'm the way." So God said, "Let me let me turn on the air conditioner. So he spread a wide cloud up in the air, and it kept them cool in the daytime. I don't know if you've ever been to the desert at night, but it gets cold in the desert at night. And so God said, let me turn the heater on for you. Now, I'm sure Israel was like us. Some of them were complaining because it was too hot. And some were complaining that it was too cold. But God was controlled the thermostat, so it was all right. Amen. But he gave them air conditioning in the daytime, and he gave them heat at night. Amen. And he gave them every morning there was fresh bread on the ground. Amen. And there was fresh meat that came. And every day there was water that when they needed water, God supplied. Because he's the way. He's the way. He's the way. He does things that no one else can do because he is the way. Amen. God spoke to Abraham. He said, I'm going to make you a great nation. At the time he said that, he didn't even have one son. When he was 100 years old, he still didn't have a son. His wife was 90 years old. And then God said, I'm going to make a way. And so for the first and the last time in history, a man that was 100 years old and a woman that was 90 years old produced a child. Because God said, I'm the way. Woo! Amen. Praise the Lord. He's still the way. Even after many years, Israel only numbered 72 people when Jacob went down into Egypt. Only 72 people. But when God got ready to bring them out of Egypt 430 years later, the Bible said they were just an innumerable crowd. The estimates are about 2 million people. Hallelujah. That's a pretty good bunch, wasn't it? That's a lot of folks coming out of Israel. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You know, sometimes we have to grow into the promises of God. Sometimes you're not big enough. God makes promises to us, and then we have to grow into those promises because we're not big enough, and we're not strong enough, and we're just not enough. But when he gets through with us and gets us to the place that we're big enough and we're strong enough and we are enough to receive, then God fulfills the promise. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. You know, God's real smart. You ever figure that out? When God gets ready to send a revival, I wonder sometimes if he may not send us a little bit and see how we handle that. And if we take care of that, then he says, I'll send you some more. But if we don't take care of what he sends, I think you might send some more. Amen. Hallelujah. Just a little food for thought here tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. God says, I'm going to send you this measure, and let's see how you handle that. And if you handle that, then I'm going to send you a little bit more Holy Ghost. Amen. I'm going to send you a little bit more demonstration. Praise. I'm going to send you some more souls. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. All righty. So God is the way. I mean, he brought Israel out of Egypt, brought them into Canaan. You know, God just, he just amazes me the way he does things. And you know, sometimes it rubs off on his people. I mean, one day Joshua was out there fighting the enemy, and he got so excited and he got so enthused about it, he wanted to whoop up on the rest of them. So he just looked up at the sun and said, hey, stand still up there. I'm not through yet. And I'm sure the angel looked at God and said, what's this? And God said, we'll stop the sun. If you get all excited working for God and you need a little extra time, God can stop the sun for you. God will stop the moon for you. Amen. God will do whatever needs to be done for you because you're busy in His kingdom and He's going to make a way. They were facing that walled city of Jericho, and there was no way to get through. The walls were too thick. The gates were guarded, and the gates were thick. There was no way to get into Jericho. God said, don't worry about that. I'll make a way. Hallelujah. Amen. So he said, here's how we're going to do this. He said, I want all you guys to walk around the walls one time on the first day. What a way to fight a battle. And they did. And then he said, all right, day two, guess what we're going to do today? We're going to march around the walls. Well, that's what we did yesterday. Well, that's what we're going to do today. Did it again. The third day they did it, and the fourth, and the fifth, and the sixth. They got up on the seventh day, and they said, I suppose we're going to march around the walls again. He said, yeah, seven times. Amen. So they marched around the walls. Amen. And when they got through, he said, I want you to get your trumpet and I want you to blow it as loud as you can blow it. If you've got a voice, I want you to lift it up and I want you to shout just as loud as you can shout. Amen. And the Bible said that the walls fell down like they were in elevators. And they ran into the city on level ground. Hey, God makes a way. That's pretty smart, isn't it? That's pretty smart, isn't it? I don't know why that happened. Amen. Could it be that all those hundreds of thousands of men walking around those walls and there was a little shaking going on under the wall every time they marched? Amen. God sent some termites, big ones, I guess. And I don't know what He did. But I know when it came time for the walls to go down, God made a way. It's never been done that way before, and it's never been done that way again, but God said, I'm going to do it that way this time. God makes a way. Hallelujah. I mean, they settled in that land. Their enemies couldn't drive them out until they backslid, got to the place that God had to bring judgment on Israel. 70 A.D., Jerusalem fell. The Romans dispersed the Jews throughout the world. And for 1,800 years, Jews did not have a nation. They had no country to call their own. They were spread all over the earth. Most of the time, they were persecuted where they were. They were persecuted in Spain. Persecuted, of course, in Germany. They were persecuted in Russia. They were persecuted in France. They were persecuted all over the world. 1,800 years, they didn't have a nation. 1948, month of May, God said, I'm going to make a way. Woo! Hallelujah! So in May 1948, the nation of Israel was once again established in its homeland because God said, I will put my name there. The day that Israel became a nation, there were a bunch of Arab nations that said, we're going to drive them into the sea. And you know what happened? God said, oh no, you're not. And they fought back and they gained some more territory. In 1967, they said, do it again. And they drove them out. They regained those city of Jerusalem. And they expanded their borders vastly. In 1973, they said, we're going to do it again. And Israel once again drove them so far back. And every time. Now then they said, oh, you've got to give all that land back. Why? They tried to take it away from us. The world looks at Israel like they're bullies. You ever seen how small the country is? There's not very many of them. They can't be bullies. There's not enough of them. They simply got a God that said, I am the way. Well, it's not fair, Israel, having a God like that. Hey, he can be your God too if you'll accept him and believe him and let him use your life. He'll become a way for you also. Amen. Hallelujah. Here we are, 2012. Israel's still standing. Hallelujah. And they're going to until New Jerusalem comes down from God out of heaven. Amen. Because God makes a way. God makes a way. Amen. If there ever was a miracle, Israel is a miracle. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I heard somebody say that a little earlier. God, Jesus one day was teaching his disciples. And he said, whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? And one of them said, well, I heard some folks talking the other day, and somebody said that maybe your Elijah had been reborn. And somebody else said, well, I think somebody said maybe you're Jeremiah. And then he got real personal. And he said, but whom do you say that I am? And Peter, in typical Peter fashion, said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Amen. And Jesus said, Simon Bar-Jonah, flesh and blood has not revealed it to you, but my Father which is in heaven. He said, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Hallelujah. Now, I want to clarify tonight that he didn't build the church on Peter. Some folks that think Peter was the foundation. No, he wasn't. Peter was just a Petros. He was a little rock. But Jesus didn't say, I'm going to build my church on the Petros. He said, I'm going to build my church on the Petra. Amen. The Petros is just a little bitty rock. But the Petra is a huge rock. It's a mountain that you can't move. It's a mountain that you can't shake. It was on the revelation of who Jesus Christ is. That's who said, I'm going to build my church on that. Amen. And so they built the church on that rock. Amen. And I'm going to tell you, it's had everything thrown against it. I mean, the church wasn't but a few days old the first time Peter and John were arrested. They took them in and gave them a whipping and set them free. They said, don't you be preaching in that name anymore. And Peter said, whether it be right unto you, amen, but we can only speak that which we have seen and heard. Hallelujah. And they went right back to preaching in the name of Jesus Christ. He said, neither is there any other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. And they kept preaching the name. Amen. They brought James, the pastor of the Jerusalem church, in and cut his head off with a sword. A lot of the people were pleased about that. So they went and got Peter. They said, we're going to do the same thing to you. The church got to praying. Amen. He was in the inner prison, the Bible said. And there were 16 guards guarding him. But God makes a way. Amen. You see, well, you say, Brother Grissom, why did he let James die? Because he made a way for him to go to heaven. Is that all right? Is it still okay to go to heaven? Is that still all right? I mean, that's not failure, is it? Because God let somebody go to heaven? I don't think so. That's where we're all trying to ultimately go. So if God chooses to allow somebody to enter into heaven, that's okay. That's not failure. So God let James go to heaven. But for Peter, he had another plan. Hallelujah. The church got to praying, and God sent an angel. And he walked up to those doors, and it was just like this was before they started with those You know these doors at stores, they got these electrical eyes on them. That weird? And you walk up, the door goes whoop, it just opens up. That's pretty neat, isn't it? I like that. And so that, I don't know how God did that, but he was the first one to come up with that kind of door. Amen. He went in and the angel woke Peter up. Isn't that amazing? He woke him up. I mean, the guy's supposed to be headed the next morning. Sounds like he's real worried, doesn't he? He's not worried. Either way, he's going to win. If they cut my head off, I'm going to go see Jesus. Amen. If not, I'm going to keep preaching the gospel. Either way, I win. God makes a way. Woke Peter up, stood up, his old chains fell off. Hallelujah. Turned around, walked over the door, it's wide open. He walks out into the nighttime, goes down where the church is praying, knocks on the door, Rhoda answers. Amen. Turns around, runs screaming back into the prayer meeting. Send Peter's outside at the door. Church said he can't be. We're praying for him. Amen. Amen. They weren't expecting an answer, but God said, I am the way. And he made a way. Hallelujah. They were persecuted by the Jews. They were persecuted by the Romans. They were persecuted by false brethren. Amen. But I'm telling you today that the church is alive and well. Hallelujah. It's been persecuted down through the ages, but the church is still alive and well. Lions couldn't eat it. Fire couldn't burn it. Amen. Oil couldn't boil it. Amen. This church is still standing. It's still here today. God makes a way. Hallelujah. And I said this morning, I said again tonight, there's more Christians right now than there's ever been at any time in history. There are more people baptized in Jesus' name today than at any time in history. There's more people talking in tongues as the Holy Ghost gives them the utterance today than there has been at any time in history. I know we look back at Pentecost when 3,000 people received the baptism of the Holy Ghost, but only God knows how many people receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost today in the church worldwide. Amen. It started 24 hours plus ago when the sun rose somewhere in the east and they started having church and somebody over in the east got the Holy Ghost and somebody in Asia got the Holy Ghost and some people in Europe got the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. And some people in Africa got the Holy Ghost. And then the sun made its way across the ocean and it hit the eastern seaboard. And somebody in Virginia got the Holy Ghost. And somebody in D.C. got the Holy Ghost. And somebody down in Georgia and in Florida and North and South Carolina got the Holy Ghost. And it made its way across the east. And somebody over in Ohio got the Holy Ghost. And Indiana got the Holy Ghost. Amen. And Alabama got the Holy Ghost. And Louisiana got the Holy Ghost. And Texas got the Holy Ghost. And Oklahoma got the Holy Ghost. It's making its way to the Golden West. And more people are going to get the Holy Ghost before the sun sets in the evening time. Because our God makes a way. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, he's a way maker. Well, brother, you don't know what my situation is. I don't even need to, because I know the way. I know the way! Hallelujah. And that's all I need to know. I don't need to know the particulars. I don't need to know the hows and the whys. All I need to know is the way. Praise the Lord. That's all I need. Amen. There are some today that are still in prison for the preaching of this name. Yes, there are. We have brothers and sisters around the world in prison today for preaching this gospel. But you know what? God makes a way. 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 Hallelujah. A little over a week ago, Brother Neil was in the hospital up in Dallas. They told him, you're not going to get out till Monday. Boy, he wanted to be in the revival. He wanted to be in church so bad. He just said a little prayer, said, Lord, if there's any way. Brother Neil, that's who you were talking to. The way. Amen. And he said, I'm going to make a way. Praise God. He did. Amen. The nurse comes and said, I've moved heaven and earth trying to make a way. Well, she wasn't doing the moving. It was the way maker that was doing the moving. Praise the Lord. I'm telling you, He'll make a way. He'll make a way. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. There's nothing too hard for the Lord. He makes a way. He makes a way. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Somebody was just telling us at the men's conference the other day, there was a little lady, she's a new convert, but she got in some trouble before she was converted. And then she had to go to court after that. Of course, now she's got the Holy Ghost, and she's going to court. She doesn't know what to do. Somebody gave her a prayer cloth, and she stuffed it down in her blouse, and she goes to court, gets before the judge, and the judge looks at the case, and he tells her that he gives her a sentence, I don't remember, 5 or 10 years. She said, wait a minute, judge, wait a minute. She said, I need to go to the bathroom. She went to the restroom and she pulled out that prayer cloth. She read on that prayer cloth how that God could change the heart of kings. And she said, God, if you can change a king's heart, you can change this judge's heart. Amen. It's a little simple prayer. She walked back in that courtroom and the judge said, I changed my mind. Amen. No jail time. Amen. I'm telling you, God makes a way. I went to Bible college with a young man, and he got in trouble before he got the Holy Ghost, and he had to go before the judge, and just so he was out on bail, and he actually come to Bible college while he's out on bail. Him, and I remember that young man. He would on Saturday afternoons, he would go out hitchhiking in Houston. He'd get in the car. And as soon as he got in the car, he'd start witnessing to him about the Lord until they kicked him out or believed him, one or the other. Amen. He was on fire for God. Well, he came up before the judge, and you know what happened? The judge sentenced him to prison. So he went to prison. Amen. But while he was in prison, he kept witnessing, and he kept preaching, and he kept praying, and prisoners got the Holy Ghost, and the warden's wife got the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You know, sometimes God makes a way out of the prison, and sometimes God makes a way into the prison. Columbia, the last conference I was at, there was a man that came from the prison, and he had his little fetters on, Brother Dean talked about the other day, and he's up there preaching he still had on his prison garb, and he was telling us about being in prison. He said, I have 125 right now in my church. He said, as a matter of fact, they've given me a little section of the prison, and they said, you can have church over there. That's your church. Amen. He's so excited. Amen. And guess what? The guard that came with him got the Holy Ghost in that service. Amen. God's a way maker. Hallelujah. I don't know why he does what he does, but whatever he does, he'll make a way. Amen. He's amazing, isn't he? Hallelujah. He's going to make a way for you. Are you facing something difficult? He's going to make a way for you. Amen. Can God pay bills? Well, if you'll take care of your finances, He can. Amen. If you'll do what you're supposed to do, He can. Hallelujah. You know, there's only two reasons to give that I know of. One is, if you want to. And you ought to want to. And the second reason to give is because God tells you to. So if you want to give, or God tells you to give, then you need to give. Brother Dean said that in service there in Bossier City, that a lady, they were wanting to build a Bible college in Nicaragua. And a lady brought a check for $25,000, put on the floor. She was not a rich lady. She'd been saving that money because she wanted to build her own home. She lived in a mobile home. And she wanted to build in a site-built house, so she'd been saving her money. But she felt like the Lord wanted her to give that money, so she did. Amen. She gave it. And he said that just a short while ago, her husband came to church one night, and he was beaming and smiling. And he showed Brother Dean, he said, I just wanted to show you how much money we made this year. And he looked at the receipt, and it was like $450,000. That's a pretty good increase, wasn't it? She can build a nice house for that. Amen. What are you saying, Brother Christian? I'm just simply saying, when God speaks, you just do what He says, and He'll make it. Amen. Praise the Lord. Have you ever been driving down the highway and all of a sudden you were right upon something? There was no way, and all of a sudden God made a way. It happened pretty often in Columbia. I mean, those guys drive crazy. Amen. You get up on those old mountain roads and they're real narrow, barely wide enough for two cars. And on this side there's a mountain and it's straight down. No kind of rail or anything, just a mountain and side. Over on this side is the mountain itself, and it don't move. Amen. And then you got somebody coming this way, and you're going this way, and one of those crazy buses decides he wants to pass. And he cuts right in front of you, and you hit the brakes, and you're doing everything you can to stop, and you're not going to stop. And the waymaker, and I don't know how he does it, but somehow he makes a way. Amen. I don't know if he stopped us or shoved the bus, but whatever he did, he got him out of the way. Amen. He's a waymaker. He's a way maker. He's a way maker. Amen. Nothing's too hard for the Lord. Amen. Let's stand together tonight. Amen. I don't know what kind of a situation you may be facing, but God's a way maker. Hallelujah. We don't always understand His ways, but I can promise you this, you can trust Him. Even when you may think that, when surely it didn't go the way you wanted it to. But nonetheless, He's a way maker. And if you'll trust Him, in the end, you'll see a good way. Hallelujah. God's a way maker. Nothing's too hard for the Lord. Nothing's too hard for the Lord. Praise God. Amen. You need a way out tonight? The Bible said that with every temptation, the Lord has made a way of escape. If you'll take your eyes off of the temptation and look around, there's a door open that you can get out. God's made a way. God's made a way. Somebody said if He closes the door, He opens the window. I don't know. I didn't read that in Scripture. But that's all, I guess He could. That's still a way, isn't it? Amen. Hallelujah. God makes a way. One place He said, I will bear you up on eagle's wings. Amen. Whatever God needs to do, He'll make a way. He'll make a way. Praise the Lord. I think it'd be good to come tonight to this altar. Let's praise the Lord a little bit. If you have a need in your life, I want you to bring it to Him. If you don't have a need in your life, I want you to come and give Him thanks for all the times that He's made a way. Jesus, You're the way maker. You're the door. And You're the truth. And You're the light. You're the way. Hallelujah. Let's praise Him tonight, shall we? Let's just come enjoy the Lord a little bit here tonight. Let's just come enjoy the Lord a little bit here tonight. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's lift up our hands.
My God is more than enough. He can supply all my needs. He is my El Shaddai. He always looks after me. Jehovah Jireh. He is my God. Jehovah Jireh. He is my God. My God is more than enough. He can supply all my needs. He is my El Shaddai. He always looks after me. Jehovah Jireh, He is my God. Jehovah Jireh, He is my God. So why should I worry about the highs and the lows, the ups and the downs, when by my faith I know my God is more than enough. He can supply all my needs. He is my El Shaddai. He always looks after me. Jehovah Jireh, He is my God. Jehovah Jireh, He is my God. My God is more than enough. He can supply all my needs. He is my El Shaddai. He always looks after me. Jehovah Jireh, He is my God. Jehovah Jireh, He is my God. The earth is His, and the fullness thereof, everything that I need, I can be sure of. Jehovah Jireh, He is my God. Jehovah Jireh, He is my God. My God is more than enough. He can supply all my needs. He is my El Shaddai. He always looks after me. Jehovah Jireh, He is my God. Jehovah Jireh, He is my God. Oh, He can make a way when there is no way. He can turn the darkness into day. Jehovah Jireh, He is my God.
Yes, He is.
Oh, Jehovah Jireh, He is my God.
Yeah, Holy Ghost.
He can make a way when there is no way. He can turn the night into the day. Jehovah Jireh, He is my God. Oh, Jehovah. Oh, Jehovah Jireh, He is. looks out to me, Jehovah Jireh, He is my God. Jehovah Jireh, He is my God. Love the earth.